Reading.
China strengthening digital protectionism. In response to the succession of protectionist trade policies issued by U.S. President Donald Trump, Chinese President Xi Jinping has cast himself as a defender of free trade. However, he has actually promoted digital protectionism, in which China has tightly managed the distribution of big data.Xi's administration is in the process of walling off big data to achieve its goals. The country's cybersecurity law, which was enforced in June 2017, plays a central role in this policy. Under the pretext of national security and protection of personal information, the law requires, in principle, companies that collect personal information and other important data within China to save such data on servers in China. If a company wishes to transfer data outside of the country, the transaction must first be reviewed by the authorities. Limits are imposed on the transfer of information across the country's borders. It is thought that the impact of the law will inevitably extend to foreign-owned companies, including Japanese firms.In May, the European Union enacted its own General Data Protection Regulation, which obliges companies to maintain controls on personal information. Although there are concerns about the possible detrimental effects of excessively strict regulations, the prevailing view in Japanese business circles is that the EU regulations differ in intent from those of China. According to this view,The EU aims to protect the human rights of individuals, while China emphasizes strengthened regulations and its operations are regarded as opaque. It is natural that governments and other institutions around the world have heightened their vigilance in response to China's cybersecurity law, viewing it as a trade barrier that will serve to exclude foreign companies. Akira Amari,Foreign Minister in charge of economic revitalization, says China's cybersecurity law is a system of one-way traffic. In a partnership with Europe and the United States, Japan has spearheaded voluntary meetings on digital trade at the World Trade Organization in hopes that formulating rules will ensure the free movement of data and ban the forced transfer of technology.